One, two,
hit
three.
Good evening,
ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you as ever by the AMP Radio Network 801. Yes, indeed.
Woo, woo.
I tell you what now. Thank you very much, DJ Tony, for your assistance. This one, this show, we like to call hashtag SmackMyPicksUp. And, of course, Marco, as you know, this particular show was supposed to be the first UFC show of 2020. But, of course, Conor McGregor snuck in there and got a big payday. UFC on ESPN Plus 24, also known as UFC Fight Night 166, Blades versus Dos Santos. That's what I like to hear. You know, everybody's pressuring me with this. You got to go ahead and use the ESPN Plus shit. No, UFC Fight Night 166, Blades versus Santana. Yes. Will take place January 25th, 2020 at the PNC Arena in Raleigh. Hashtag North Carolina. And, of course, as we know, lovely Pamela will be down there in Raleigh. Anyways, we'll get to that in a second. So let's go ahead and get into this. Like I said, we do have the pleasure of having the Fighting Four with us in this particular show, but we're going to mix it up a bit. We're going to start with Pammy in the main event, but let's go ahead and get to that. Bring Pammy in. DJ Tony, cue her music. Pam from North Carolina.
Hey. Gosh, I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. What's going on?
I mean, it's been a while. It's been a minute, right?
I know, a minute for real.
As Tony said, it's been 2 minutes, but no one needs to know that.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't have to bring the, we don't have to break the fourth wall, Pam.
I know. I am excited for this weekend. I am Raleigh-bound. It's about 2 hours, 2 hours from here, but in my car, it's about an hour.
Oh, shit. Somebody's got a left foot. Hey, listen, Pammy, I saw you put out the call on Twitter a couple of days ago, so I hope everybody's gotten in and they're letting you know that they're going to be there. You know, rock that AMP Radio shizit.
Definitely.
You know.
I hope so. Because I do. Anytime I go someplace and I'm like, hey, we're here, come say hi, anybody come say hi. And I like to get, you know, pictures with, you know, all the other people that are there. It's a lot of fun. So hopefully I'll get to run into some super duper cool people, and I'm looking forward to it. We got some really great seats, so it's date night.
Excellent. I like that. It's good. Date night is a very effective night. My name is Proteus, by the way. I didn't say that at the top of the show because I was excited to get the Fighting Four in. And, of course, as we usually do, DJ Tony on Smack My Picks Up, we are going to cover the main event, the co-main event, and, of course, everyone's favorite segment of the show, Spotlight Fight of the Night. DJ Tony, cue your music.
Hey, DJ! Hey, DJ! Now, my question to you, besides the fact that why Jorge Masvidal has no fashion sense at all, my question to you is, did Pam say date night or Nate night, as in Nate Diaz? Pretty sure she meant Nate night. How do you like them apples? I'll give myself crickets.
Both. How about both?
I'll still give myself crickets. Shout out to Pammy.
You go ahead and give yourself crickets on that one. So listen, DJ Tony, as I mentioned, 801 shows, brother. We are deep in this particular event, this particular show. And, of course, maybe not the most exciting show, but, I mean, we're on the train again, right, DJ Tony? The UFC is just going to start kicking out events after we had 3 weeks off.
Maybe we'll even get Justin Gaethje a fight. But not only are we deep into it, Proteus, we may be deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
It's Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco. Why do I feel like I just talked to you guys? I don't know. I got that.
I know. It must have been a bad dream.
Deja vu. We're all having deja vu tonight.
Let's do it topless. Let's talk some MMA.
All right. Indeed. Let's go ahead and talk some MMA. Every time I get sidetracked by the... Never mind. All right. So as I mentioned at the top, we're going to go ahead and start in the heavyweight division. Curtis Blades, go ahead and get this one done against JDS. Let's go ahead and give you guys the odds right now as they currently are at time of recording. Excuse me. Curtis Blades at a minus 250. And Juicer Dos Santos coming back at us at a plus 210. Pammy,
mm-hmm.
as we mentioned at the top of the show, this is your show, man. This is in your state. You got to drive 1 hour to the event. It's date night. You got good tickets. People coming to see you. What you got?
Oh, man, it's going to be fun. And to, you know, clarify what Tony said about being, is it date night or Nate night? It is date night, but I am wearing my Nate shirt. So it's date and Nate night together. All right. We are doing the heavy weights with Curtis Blow and Junior Dos Santos. It's going to be fun. Curtis Blades, I'm kidding.
Curtis
y'all.
Blow?
Yeah. These are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Don't you remember? Anyway, Curtis Blades. Both of these guys are 6'4". Curtis Blades, 28. Junior Dos Santos is a lovely 35. Curtis Blades, 80-inch reach. Dos Santos with a 77-inch reach. Both of these guys, Curtis has won 8 of the last 10. Dos Santos, 6 of the last 10. I think... Curtis, right now, I think he's just a little bit more hungry. This dude is hungry. Losses to, I think he has 2 losses to, is it 2? To Ungano, I think, as of late in the fight, resume, looking a little bit more crisp. I'm going with Curtis Blades. Is this 5 or 3?
Rounds.
5 rounder?
5 rounds. 5 rounds.
Truthfully, I don't think it's going to go a 5. I'm gonna stretch it out to a 4th round TKO Curtis Blades.
And of course, Pammy, sorry I didn't get in there before the boys got to you, but you know, Curtis Blades, kind of one of your guys, right?
Oh yeah, he's awesome, awesome. I posted a picture with him. He's gigantic.
Yeah.
I think, but everybody's gigantic next to me, but super, super nice.
That's
super,
a for sure
super
thing.
Nice.
All right, so
like
you said 4th round for Blades, and you said how was the finish?
TKO, please.
Okay. Marco, I mean, we know that Blades is, as Pammy said, on, you know, quite a charge right now. And, of course, this is kind of the up in competition that perhaps we would like to see in this particular division. It's amazing to me that we have enough depth in the heavyweight division, finally, that Curtis Blades can – you know, get some serious fights and, you know, get that experience in. So what do you think? You on the Blades train or are you going with JDS and that boxing skill?
I would like to take Blades. I like Blades. I think he's a future champion. The guy's young enough. But I haven't seen enough of his striking for me to be, you know, really comfortable with it. And Junior Dos Santos, for whatever you think of him, you know, he's a little bit, you know, long in the tooth. He's super difficult to take down. I mean, not even Cain Velasquez could take him down. He beat the crap out of him, but he couldn't take him down, and he couldn't keep him down. And Blaze is a big guy, and this is a 5-rounder. I do not know how his gas tank is going to freaking keep up if, let's say he takes Junior Dos Santos down and Junior keeps getting out, because Junior is one thing he's really good at getting out. You cannot hold this dude down. And the boxing, I'll put it straight up on Junior Dos Santos' freaking side. He's a striking, he's legendary. I'm going with Junior Dos Santos, man. I think he's going to stay on his back, stick and move, And later on the rounds, Blaze is going to start getting tired. I mean, let's don't forget that back in the day, Dos Santos did beat Stipe on a controversial decision. That is what Stipe won, but he won on the points. I think it's going to be a very similar fight, and I'm going to take Junior Dos Santos on the points, man. 48-47.
Decision 48-47. All right. Look, like I was alluding to DJ Tony at the intro to this, Curtis Blaydes, you know, probably needs this step up in competition. We see, you know, not only, you know, three fights ago, November 24th, 2018, Blaydes getting that TKO KO in the first against Ngannou. From then, two straight wins, Blaydes versus Willis, got that one done. Blaydes versus the Alphabet Man, getting it done, getting the win. What do you got here, man? This is number three versus number four in the division. Curtis Blaydes, 11-2-0 with one no contest. Junior Dos Santos, as we know, 21-5 and no contests. What do you got, DJ Tony?
So you know how Marco sways me sometimes? Pam swayed me on this one.
Yeah,
here's the thing, guys. I'm looking at this right now, right? Curtis Blaydes is effectively a 2.5 to 1 favorite, right? At minus 250. The comeback on JDS is plus 210. But I look at, like Pam
Thanks
always
for giving
says,
those odds.
The body of work, Proteus, right? He beat Blagoy Ivanov. Hey, listen, meaning JDS, that's okay, right? Beat Tai Tuivasa.
Yeah.
I would argue, Pam, that Tai Tuivasa is before he had his little bit of his downfall, is a better fighter in terms of more upside than Curtis Razor Blaydes. I'll give you this one. And of course, he got TKO'd in the second round, meaning Tai Tuivasa. I'll argue this, too. I think Derek Lewis is more dangerous than Curtis Razor Blaydes. And Derek Lewis got TKO'd by JDS. The only thing they have in common, as Pam would say, is both of them got KO'd by Francis Ngannou. Hey, I got KO'd by Francis Ngannou, and I've never fought him. Right? So Pam, I'm going to go with this. This is, and I'll be the first one to tell you and Proteus and Marco, this is a fan pick. I'm choosing JDS because I have to.
Oh.
JDS, second round TKO because I have to.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Can
I mean,
throw something in this mix real quick?
Sure can.
I forgot to mention this. I don't know if it's going to change anybody's pick, but keep in mind also.
Well, it's only me left.
Blaydes.
So, I mean,
okay, well, Blaydes. He just come. He and his whole family had the flu, so he's coming off of the flu.
Ooh.
So I hope that doesn't. Affect him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, still my pick, but I'm just hoping that. It doesn't affect anything. I hope it, you know.
As long as there's not a Chinese flu that's going on.
Oh, I know.
Yes, I've heard about the Chinese flu.
That's scary.
Yeah, well.
No, but you know what
expected.
It's from? It's from
Don't
snakes.
Don't try to go to China.
It's from eating those snakes. That's what I read an article about it. But anyway.
Wonderful. We digress because we are not scientists. Thank you very much, Pam. Yeah, I mean, guys, Pam, you bringing up the flu epidemic, you know, with Curtis Blaydes' family, it kind of changes my pick a bit, to be honest with you, because JDS is not to be trifled with, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know, as I mentioned when I threw to Marco, Junior Dos Santos is former champion, very good boxer, and if Curtis Blaydes is unable to what happened?
Hang on just a second.
Oh, no worries. I thought it was something I said. If Curtis Blaydes is not able to work his wrestling game like we know that he likes to do, I mean, we know he has big power, but if he's got the flu and his family's got the flu, dudes, I was out for 4 days 2 weeks ago with the flu, and, man, I couldn't do shit. So let's hope that's not the case for Curtis Blaydes because – I mean, his rise has been pretty good for me. I've been enjoying Curtis Blaydes' ride. And, of course, he's a local guy, right, Pam? So, I mean, I'd love to see him win. And I like you just said that, I'm going to have to go with JDS. I was not going with JDS at all. But now that you said that, you know, everybody's dealing with the flu, The UFC can work wonders with their athletes, but I don't know, man. These new flus that are coming out, like you guys mentioned, the Chinese flu, serious. I'm going with JDS on this one, and if he's got the flu, dudes, I'm going with first round TKO on this one, guys. Sorry, that just totally swung my my pick. So, DJ Tony, I mean, I don't sit the fence, but I did swing it. Get it? Swing? Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and move on to the co-main event in this one. Ladies and gentlemen, we got not so much red panty night. I mean, we're going to the welterweight division. We go RDA,
panties.
Rafael. Excuse me?
I said maybe pink panties.
With
pink
Chiesa?
Panties?
Yeah,
not
maybe.
Red panties?
Michael Church? Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. I mean, they might be pink. I don't know. Chiesa, Michael Church is kind of an enigma. All right, to the welterweight division we go. Rafael Dos Santos first. As I said, Michael Church, Michael Chiesa. Let me give you guys the odds on this one real quickly, Marco, before I throw it to you. Michael Church is coming back, is at a plus 220. Rafael Dos Santos, RDA, the favorite right now, at a minus 260. Marco, is it pink panty night? What do you got?
I don't know about these odds, man. I mean, Rafael Dos Anjos is fantastic, but he lost three out of the last four. I mean, he didn't lose to Scrubs, don't get me wrong. He lost to the best in the division. But he has looked super impressive against Carlos Condit, and then he dropped Diego Sanchez.
Yeah.
Granted, they're older fighters, older statements, and they're not the fighters they used to be. But he has been looking fantastic at freaking welterweight. He's going to be the taller, lankier guy. I think he's going to be way heavier than RDA because Chiesa is filling up on his body, on that tall frame he got. And if anything, Chiesa knows how to be suffocated. And that is the kind of fight that Dos Anjos, even though he's a pressure fighter, he does not feel comfortable with. When you let Rafael Dos Anjos pressure you, it's his fight to lose. But when he's the one being pressured, he cannot get lost on the freaking... on the ocean and starts drowning. And Chiesa likes to freaking pressure you, grind you, make it ugly. So I'm picking Chiesa, man. It's a three rounder. I don't see Chiesa's going to submit Rafael Dos Anjos because, you know, Dos Anjos is a black belt. He knows what to do on the ground. But he's going to grind him out enough to lose a decision. And I'm going to see it's going to be a very one sided decision. I'm going to pick Chiesa in a straight 30-27 decision, dude.
All right. Straight up, unanimous. DJ Tony, I mean, we're floating this pink panty night around in this particular fight, but let's go ahead and get serious here. You know, Rafael Dos Santos at number five, and I think Michael Church, as according to the UFC website, is not ranked right now. So that's kind of weird. So let's go ahead and get into this, GG Tony. RDA 29-11 with no contest. Michael Church coming back on us at a 15-4 with no contest. Of course, Michael Church getting a little bit of the height advantage, 6-1 versus 5-8 for RDA. What you got going on here, brother?
You know what, guys? I'll make this quick. Yeah, because we forget about Rafael being basically undersized, right? We don't think about that, but maybe he's 5'8 with Pam's heels on, right? He's not 5'8, right? So,
wow.
And if you look at who he's fought, guys, in terms of where he's done pretty darn well, Neil Magny, right? 6'5. Hobby Lawler, a legit 6 feet, if not 6'1. Beat Cerrone twice. Beat Nate Diaz. To me, Michael Church, guys, Chiesa is basically a lower level Diaz, a great jiu-jitsu. His striking isn't as well. If we can make weight, fantastic. I'm not sure. I think Chiesa will struggle to make that weight on a regular basis, but because he's so darn tall. Guys, I got to be honest with you. I think Hoffa does it. So I'm going Rafael Dos Anjos.
Really?
He and Hockey Pennington are going to hang out. And I'm saying that as a joke, right? I'm choosing Rafael Dos Anjos via, get this, guys, how about this? Fourth round sub.
Uh-huh.
Rafael submitting the submission for Michael Chiesa.
That's crazy. That's going to be interesting when it's a solid three-round fight.
Exactly. It's going to be crazy.
That's why I'm trying to fool you guys to see if you guys weren't paying attention. He's going to do it so darn fast. Goodness. It's going to look like the fourth, but it's going to be the third.
All right. Third round submission from RDA. Listen, man, I don't see that happening at all. But, Pam, let's throw to you because, again, you're going to be at this event, and we have not heard your voice enough tonight because I need to get your voice in my head. Hang on 1 second, Pam. I was planning on getting the Bellator card in this particular show, but I don't think we're going to have time for that right now. There is a Bellator card this weekend. Pam, go ahead.
All right. Is this 155 or 170?
This is at 170.
Welterweight, 170, yeah.
Okay, 170. Rafael Dos Anjos, 170. Lost to Leon Edwards, Kamaru Usman, Colby Covington. Decision win over Robbie Lawler. His last real good win was Neil Magny 2017 with the submission arm arm triangle. You know, I like Michael Chiesa. Michael Chiesa is coming off of 7 wins off his last 10. RDA has won 5 of his last 10. Although RDA does have BJJ and Muay Thai in his background, Michael Chiesa, BJJ, submission wrestling, 11 submissions, 0 KOs, but he is a submission master. RDA, you know what? I like him. I like RDA, but I think him too. He fights a lot and often, and he's coming up and down in weight. I think he's one of those people, like I said before, too big for something, too big for one weight class, too small for another weight class. So you're not sure where you're going to be. Michael Keyes, I'm taking him. And I believe, even though RDA's got his third degree black belt, I think Michael Keyes, he's just crazy submissions, crazy wrestling. I think he's going to pressure. I think he takes it. I am going, I don't want to say a decision because that's boring. Let me do a third round submission, please.
I'm going to make this one quick, everybody. I don't think RDA stands a chance against Michael Church. I think, as I mentioned in previous shows, the newer, younger fighters have more weapons. Michael Church, Michael Chiesa, he is known in the mainstream media, fuck that, Michael Church. I think he's going to get it done, man. I think he's going to get it done early. He's got that long, lengthy length. He's got those long arms. He's going to be able to keep RDA at a distance. And I do think, guys, this is going to end a submission. First round submission by Michael Church.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I honestly think the new wave of fighters are really starting to get – they're going to start coming through. And I think Michael Church, moving up in weight, also being a younger fighter, getting the boost of the coaching. I wanted to get into some coaching arguments today, too, but we're going to have to do that on another show. All right, guys, let's go to Spotlight Fight of the Night. Pam, we'll start with you again. Like I mentioned, you're going to be there. And, of course, there's a joke here, so I got to throw to you first what you got going on. Spotlight Fight of the Night.
Spotlight Fight of the Night, Montel Jordan Jackson. This is how we do it against Felipe Diaz-Corrales. Right?
You didn't even need to mention who he was fighting. That joke,
right?
Got it.
So Montel Jackson 8-1, Felipe Diaz 9-1. I think it's just going to be a fun fight. I'm going with Montel Jordan. I think he's going to take it by decision. Montel Jordan decision.
Okay. Safe bet. Marco, what do you got? Spotlight Fight of the Night.
I got the return of Sarah McMahon, which he's been gone for a minute against Lena Landsberg. Sarah McMahon needs this win. He's going to be a wrestle fuck. He's going to wrestle the fuck out of this other girl. So give me Sarah McMahon by wrestle fuck 30-27.
I was going to go with that one too, but it's all good.
It's
DJ Tony, what
do
you got?
Night.
And I feel all right.
I know, right? Now I got the song on my mind.
If you guys remember, one of my first calls to MMA Junkie, I did the This Is How We Do It with Montel Jordan. But how about this, guys? I'm going Bellator bound. Bellator 238 will take place, of course, at the Forum in Inglewood, up to no good, California. I'm taking the new champ, Chris Cyborg, finishing Julia Budd in the first round. Chris Cyborg as my spotlight fight of the night.
Yep, that's actually going to be that was my pick for that particular fight as well. DJ Tony, good call on that one. And thank you very much for throwing in that Bellator content. We were swiftly running out of time, so great job. I'm going to take the Carney Nick Lentz on my spotlight fight of the night. Of course, we love Nick Lentz, man, against Arnold Allen. Tough fight, man, featherweight division. I'm going to go ahead and take Lentz. I'm going to take him by decision. That's a safe bet on that one because I don't know about Lentz's longevity, and of course Arnold Allen, tough fighter, brother. All right, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and get us out of here on this one. As we do on these particular shows, we'd like to go ahead and give you a guilty pleasure, Pam, or give us a Twitter follow of the week. What you got, Pam? What you got?
Well, I told you my guilty pleasure. I was watching that Aaron Hernandez thing. That was pretty interesting.
You?
Yeah,
that was
interesting.
Do you think he hung himself, or do you think he was killed?
I think he hung himself because I think he thought he was going to get money out of it, and I did. Of course, I did research on it after that to see what happened. But anyway, so yeah, it was pretty interesting. I don't really follow football, so I kind of knew who he was, but not really, and pretty interesting. Interesting. So if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's pretty decent.
All right. Thank you very much, Pammy. DJ Tomlin, let's throw to you. Got a guilty pleasure, or do you got a Twitter follow of the week that you'd like to give to us?
Well, let's see. Did anything happen this past weekend? Let me see. Niners! Listen, I'm not one to say this, but the last decade has been very good for Bay Area sports. Shout out to, of course, to the Giants. Shout out to the Golden State Warriors and the new Super Bowl champions, soon to be. Shout out to the 49ers. My guilty pleasure, Proteus, at Holly Holm. I have to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Holly Holm. Shout out to the Niners.
Look. Honestly, if they're not,
what
if
kind of
UFC is not cashing
using?
In, the best one. If Holly Holm, if the UFC is not cashing in on Holly Holm and her modeling career, man, they're dropping the ball, man, because she's doing great. Cue the music. I wanted to just draw some attention. My guilty pleasure last week was actually watching the Crew Dragon cabin launch. They blew up a rocket, SpaceX did, and it was super interesting to watch. Kind of reminded me of the Challenger blow up, which was kind of not something I wanted to get into, but it was very interesting to see what's going on in space. So go ahead and watch that on SpaceX's website, Crew Dragon. Marco, why don't you go ahead and get us out of here for this week, brother? Do you have a guilty pleasure? Because, there's a bunch of scientific stuff coming up. You know, there's a bunch of Marvel stuff that has happened in the past. What you got? What you going on?
So, first of all, DJ Tony, just for that shadow you sent, I want the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Niners on the Super Bowl, because that was annoying.
What sport is that? I apologize. What sport are we talking about?
Football. American football. The real football that counts.
The foosball?
Because of the foosball. For the historic nature of the events that are happening right now, and because I'm an informed citizen, I've been watching the shit out of the freaking impeachment trial because I want to be informed. I want to be how this goes. Whether the guys get acquitted or removed if you want, it is a historic moment on American history, and people should pay attention so they can make informed decisions and don't talk out of their asses when they try to talk politics. With that, it's 5 weeks this weekend. You get Too Fast on that song that nobody has, and ESPN Plus that most people get. And also it's Foxing and Showtime. So there's plenty of combat sports for you to entertain yourself this weekend. We're going to leave you guys, catch you guys next time. Enjoy the fights.
And just so we know, next week is John Jones, man. So everybody's going to be excited about that shit. Just like that, DJ Tony.
We are out of here. Hi.
We're out of here. Hello. Bye,
and
y'all.
Just like that, Pammy.
I'm not surprised.
We are out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.